welcome to the first episode of Cinematic Adventures. I'm Alex with my buddy Jason.
Jason, hello everybody. Welcome to Cinematic Adventures.
Yeah, so first episode.
Ever.
Yes. Ever.
Yes, we will talk about everything and anything film, like maybe every couple weeks.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah. This week, the Oscars are 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away, and we're going to give our picks.
Right.
On the first ever episode.
Like every other jerk face out there.
Who cares?
Freedom of speech, dude.
But we will be right, unlike some of the other people.
We will be right.
And the music you're listening to is The Aviators, by the way. Thank you to our friends. And check them out on iTunes. And right after this song ends, we'll get straight to our picks. Starting with, who knows? You'll find out. Be right back.
All right, so idea behind this podcast right now is for the Oscars, you know, in past times, like, you know, a few years back watching Oscars, I didn't really know too many about these categories. I just kind of watched it for, you know, leading actor, supporting actor, leading actress, best picture, and then all the other little segments I didn't really know, I didn't really care. So this kind of podcast right here is just going to
like the normal person film critic idea, like we know a little bit, but you don't know everything, like you have an idea what could win if you've seen most of the films. Like,
yeah, discuss them. Just, you know, go over them. Mm-hmm. Maybe say what you're thinking.
Yeah,
maybe you can like debate against us. Just yell at your computer, going like, "Oh God damn it, no!"
Yeah, exactly. You can yell at us. We probably come up with like a page of some sort so you can comment and bitch at us. But
all right,
so we don't really know at the moment. But let's start out with something small, like costume design.
Costumes, okay.
Yeah, I mean, these are the people who are nominated. You got Alice in Wonderland, I Am Love, The King's Speech, The Tempest, and True Grit.
Yeah.
So, Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, idea is just colorful craziness.
Yeah.
Looks like you're on acid.
Yeah, True Grit, you know, the outdoors, cowboy-ish.
Okay, yeah.
And then you have The King's Speech, the old-time fashioned clothes with
40s.
Mm-hmm, the 40s.
Social Network, you know, modern.
That's not in the costume design.
Oh, sorry.
I Am Love. We're looking at that right now. I haven't heard of this film. Have you heard of this film?
I Am Love.
I Am Love. I have idea, but I'm not sure exactly what I Am Love is.
I Am Beowulf.
Okay. But from the three that we do know, who do you think is going to win?
Okay, so, okay, costume design. Alice in Wonderland, I think it hit the idea of Alice in Wonderland pretty damn well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, craziness, bright, colorful, hit, you know, dark costumes for the evil people, you know. It looked good. I Am Love, don't know. King's Speech, you know, I feel like True Grit and King's Speech both, it was, except for Jeff Bridges' character, which was done up pretty well, everything else was just, you know, it was average and it fit.
Okay.
That's about it. It just, you know, it fit the characters, but other than that, it looked how it's supposed to, and there's nothing too exciting.
You know, True Grit's, the costumes, I think were well done. I don't think it will win here, because it was more of a cinematography set that I was quite amazed with. Alice in Wonderland has a chance, but I'm pretty sure out of the three that we do know that we've seen, the other two are probably going to win.
Yeah, so, like, right? That's how it works, right?
Is I Am Love, shockingly, is from 2009, the very end of 2009.
Really?
When they couldn't get nominated for the Oscars.
Oh.
So that's why it's here. And I Am Love is a tragic love story set at the turn of the millennium in Milan.
Oh, no!
The film follows the fall of a hot, bourgeoisie due to the
bourgeoisie
of passion and unconditional love. So it's an Italian film. So, I mean, or then you got The Tempest, which is an English film, which I hope doesn't win, because it's English now. I hate these English people. We'll get into that later. These English actors taking our awards from us that we started. But,
all right.
Probably either The Tempest or Alice in Wonderland is probably going to...
Yeah, I feel more of, like, Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, it may even come down to a King's Speech, I feel.
Okay.
I feel like that might actually get something.
While we're there, let's go to cinematography that I mentioned before.
Okay, this is where I messed
up. Okay, these is where everybody knows. Cinematography is basically what the guy looks at through the camera, the setting, everything around it.
Camera angles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you got Black Swan,
mm-hmm.
Inception,
mm, naturally.
The King's Speech, Social Network, and True Grit.
Okay, personally, I think it comes down between Black Swan and Inception.
I think it comes down to Inception and True Grit. The cinematography in the Inception is all animated, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it really, really gets you into the sense of a dream world. Like, mm-hmm. just the angles, like, you know, it's hard to fully describe it. Without confusing people.
I mean, yeah. But True Grit, just the cinematography, just the lands, everywhere they filmed, it's just beautiful land in Arizona and New Mexico. And, yeah. you know, just the spread out opening of just the lands and then with one horse in the background, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I think Inception's going to win here, but True Grit's right behind it.
Well, you know, I think Black Swan as well, because, you know, the idea also behind it, cinematography, is not just, like, camera angles, but it's light and shadow,
mm-hmm.
Focusing in on, like, a certain object to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
I think Black Swan did a really good job of that.
Yeah.
Like, really brought out, like, feelings that were happening within the movie. And, it's like, Inception, I mean, its main focus is, like, making it look like a dream world.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the little love tiff between Marie Cotillard and Leonardo DiCaprio's character. Really, you know, it focused in on it. It would zoom in, flash back, bring out that tiff between them really well. So, anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, one more before we go to a break.
Mm.
So, we got cinematography and costume design. Let's go to the visual effects. Is basically where it's at. In most movies. And you go back to Alice in Wonderland is one of them. We got nominated. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 got nominated for visual effects, shockingly. Hereafter, Clint Eastwood's film with Matt Damon. Right. Inception and Iron Man 2. And we don't even have to argue about this one. We know who's going to win here. It has to be Inception.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
It is just too easy to pick against it, but it, you know.
Yeah, all of its CG effects were pretty stunning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Iron Man, love the costume. Love the Iron Man suit, but, you know. Okay.
Well, basically, you know who's going to win. It's ILM. Basically, George Lucas' company, who designed all of this graphics, is just, they're the real winners.
Yeah.
But this movie's going to win. Inception is just two awesome visual effects. Yeah. Just perfect.
It's great.
Yeah, it is amazing. And don't you dare argue with me, people out there listening, if you are listening. Don't you dare.
Angry emails.
Don't send me angry emails, because I know I'm right here. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because otherwise, ooh.
Don't bet on it, though, but I'm pretty sure Inception's going to win.
$10.
Yes, $10. So, we're going to go a little break. We're playing a little more of our friends, the Aviators. All
right.
And we'll come back and speak about other stuff that you'll find out soon.
Okay.
So take a good look at my face.
Little mama, come closer.
You'll see my smile looks out of place.
Out of this world.
If you look closer, it's easy to trace.
So easy,
the tracks of my tears.
Yeah, come on. I said you got me in a spell. Did you go to Hogwarts? You got me hypnotized like my...
So welcome back to Cinematic Adventures. So, thank you for listening. This is kind of just like our episode one is always like a test run.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's basically our pilot. See how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we went from cinematography, costume design, and visual effects.
Uh-huh.
Now we'll go to their screenplays of how these people do this.
Okay.
So, let's talk about the adapted screenplays. Mm-hmm. But based about articles or stories about these people. And yeah, most of them are books. So, let's go with 127 Hours is a nominee as well.
Okay.
Social Network.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone.
Mm.
Four of them I know are books. All true stories, except for Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Or True Grit, sorry. And basically here is, they basically, the screenplay is taken from the book, basically almost word for word quotes from the book and actions and stuff, and put into a script. So, out of these five, Alex, which one do you think is probably the best adapted screenplay?
Man, you know, I feel like it's probably going to come down between 127 Hours and True Grit.
Okay.
Because, like, 127 Hours is a true story about mm-hmm. a guy. Social Network, also true story, but judging from watching the news and other stories about it, I feel like Social Network was softened quite a bit actually.
You think so?
Yeah, like, a lot of the events that happened were either torqued to be a more, like, a drama movie versus what happened in real life. So it's, I don't know, it was more adapted too much into, rather than focusing on true events.
You know, when people win the Golden Globes, they almost always win the Academy Award.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Well, then Social Network's gonna win.
Oh.
So the guy who made the Social Network script, Alan Sorkin, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He was great.
I love the Social Network.
It's a great movie. I think the screenplay is pretty much spot on. I mean, you couldn't make it R, otherwise a lot of people wouldn't have seen it. And it could have been a lot more swearing, you know, a lot more sex and stuff like that he probably did. But I think Social Network's gonna win here. And True Grit is just behind it. It's right on his heels.
It did a pretty good job following the original. I mean, there's definitely a lot more.
There's a lot different. Because the Coen brothers followed the book, is what they said.
Yeah, it was good, though.
So I believe Social Network will win here. Don't bet on it. Maybe a
don't bet on it.
You can bet a dollar on it. And then send it to me when I'm right. Mm-hmm. Now, the original screenplay... one of them I've never heard of. I've never heard of this movie called Another Year. But that's nominated. The Fighter, Inception, The Kid's All Right, and The King's Speech. So, I think Inception's going to win here.
You think it's going to take that one too?
I think he worked on it, like, just like James Cameron did with Avatar. He worked on it for years. It was like his dream picture.
Huh.
And I think the screenplay is good for that movie. But... King's Speech is right there. I think they're tied. Yeah. That's just a great storyline. Great way to put it. The script lines of that movie are just hilarious at times and very serious. I don't know if it's really original because at times, I mean, the speech is the actually word for word speech by King George.
Yeah.
And if you want to go online and you type in the original King's Speech, one guy took the actual audio of the original King's Speech and the movie audio, and they're exactly the same almost. Little different times of pausing. I mean,
good job of copying it.
Yeah, I mean, but he actually put the actual bandwidths, the waves, and everything almost exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite creepy. So, I think Inception, but King's Speech is right there. It's I don't know if it's the front runner, Inception, but it's time.
I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Kids All Right. I'm getting sick. I'll get into later, but I'm getting sick of movies like this.
It was trippy.
Yes. The Fighter, another great movie, but at times disappointed me with the scripts.
Well, it was a good story, but you know, we'll focus on that a little bit more later.
When we get into the big best picture.
We'll get into the other stuff.
Film editing, we're not total experts, but we probably try to bring an expert in one time, which our buddy is a huge film editing guy.
Oh, okay.
But here are the nominees. You got Black Swan, The Fighter, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, and Social Network.
It's kind of just like a giant repeat over and over again.
but you never know. Like,
yeah.
But here, I can't even decide. I haven't seen 127 Hours, but from the people I've heard, the editing at times, it's just crazy, weird, and not good at all. Like, they cut from like him dreaming to like back to him who's like sleeping on the rock or something, and like these weird cuts. I don't understand it, why they would do that.
Yeah.
Black Swan,
I'm putting my money on Black Swan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Social Network can be there, but King's Speech I think is pretty good editing as well.
Yeah.
The Fighter, I mean, I think it's just there because it was a true story almost. And we'll get to that later, but Christian Bale carried that movie. And I think that's why it's nominated.
Yeah, we'll get back into that one again.
So Black Swan, the editing of that movie, I think was superb as well. So we're both, you know, right on top of that. I think Black Swan or King's Speech is there. Social Network, close. Third. But the King's Speech is right there with Black Swan. So, we're going to take another break. Nice little slow one, you know, nice quick. And more aviators right there for.
All right, cool.
Sweet.
We'll be right back.
Be back. cinematic adventurers. Right. Are these cinematic adventurers.
Right.
So, we've talked about it a lot so far. Yeah. This is going to be a short little segment because there's only two that we're going to talk about here. And we're going to talk about directing first.
Oh, yeah.
One of the biggest awards that we wait for.
Yeah.
And it always takes forever to get to because they always do these other things like original score and makeup and stuff that no one cares about.
Some people, but not many.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be... We're not obsessed. We love movies, but we love this time of the year. And the thing is, we would talk about like foreign language film and sound editing, but we don't know enough, so we aren't going to embarrass ourselves.
And I just don't care enough.
Yeah.
I could care less about your makeup.
Yeah, exactly. So, like the Wolfman makeup, I mean, that was awesome. He actually looked like a wolf, so we could deal with it. I think that would win. But yeah,
with his extra editing of CG.
Yeah, I mean, sound mixing and editing, I don't really know... You can't really tell at times in movies, just like live action shorts. Who watches just the live action shorts? So let's get to directing.
Directing, yeah.
So we've already named these movies, but I'll name them again.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So you got Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan.
Okay.
You got David O. Russell for The Fighter. I know. Tom Hooper for The King's Speech. The Coen brothers for True Grit, and David Finch, Fincher, for The Social Network. Now, the directing in The Fighter was alright. If he was only directing, it would be amazing if he just directed Christian Bale. But Christian Bale I don't think he needed a director for that movie. He was spot on, and we'll get to him next segment. Social Network, that's gonna win.
You think so, huh?
The directing in that movie was perfect. Because I don't think without David Fincher, who is a great director, Jesse Eisenberg couldn't pull that off. Same with Andrew
really
Garfield.
So,
no,
yeah.
I don't think so. The whole movie itself, we'll get to that later, but David Finch, I'm going to call him David Finch. I don't know if he has an ER at the end.
Whatever.
But he can deal with it. It is David Fincher. I'm sorry. Fincher. The Coen brothers in True Grit, I think, are right there. Darren Aronofsky in Black Swan, I think because of the movie, the way the movie is, a little dark, I don't think it will win. Yeah. He's a great director. I mean, he's been nominated for The Wrestler, and I think he got nominated for Requiem for a Dream, I'm not sure. But he's... I don't know. I mean, I think he just directed Natalie Portman and no one else. And
I don't know, man. Like the movie's supposed to be dark, and it came out the way it was. I don't know. You know, I'm kind of all about the Black Swan this year. I think that movie was superb.
Okay.
But again, Social Network did really really good.
Mm-hmm. True Grit. I mean, just them was just they're brilliant all the time. The Coen brothers.
Yeah, that's actually I really can't put a choosing on that one. Black Swan, Fighter, King's Speech, Social Network, True Grit, all done.
I think The Fighter and King's Speech were carried by their actors. They had a great acting cast. So the director didn't really have to do much. I mean, they achieved some great movies. But I think The Social Network, directing that movie, had to be perfect, and it was. And David Fincher was excellent.
True.
So... I'll go with The Social Network. You're going with Black Swan, with Aronofsky.
I believe you're gonna you're right on the Social Network bit, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pulling for Black Swan here.
Now, one of the favorite sections that everybody loves is the animated feature film.
Woo!
Yes. So
giggity.
All that any American cares about are two of the three that are nominated.
Yeah, I know. Right?
So How to Train Your Dragon. The Illusionist and Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
So, do we even have to say who's going to win here?
Okay, I liked How to Train Your Dragon, but I think hands down it's Toy Story 3.
It has to be Toy Story
3. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, some people are like, if it wins Best Animated Feature Film, does it win Best Picture automatically? Because it is nominated.
No, I don't think so.
It could. I think that was one of the best films I've seen in a while.
Really?
That storyline in Toy Story 3 was perfect.
Huh, you really think so?
Yeah, I really think so. Too bad it's animated. I don't think an animated feature film has ever won Best Picture.
Yeah.
I know if they've been nominated, especially when it's Disney and Pixar.
Well, it's not something that's been taken too seriously up until now, so you know.
Yeah. How to Train Dragon, I've seen parts of it. I haven't really seen the whole movie yet. At times, it was great. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And The Illusionist, I don't want a foreign animated film running my section. I think it's French.
Biased.
I'm not biased. I'm just being honest. I assume it's French. I will look it up as I'm talking here. Yeah. But,
well, you know, How to Train a Dragon was a great story. It was funny and...
It is a French film, The Illusionist.
Yeah.
So...
Dude, yeah, Toy Story 3 was just more stunning, I think. The story was, you know, a little bit better, and yeah.
I like these, you know, the animated films that we do, like kind of like the 3D animated people. This is going back to, like, the Lion King animation, The Illusionist. Just the drawing by hand and everything. Okay. So...
That's why it's in there.
And the Illusionist, if you don't know what it is a French illusionist, obviously, finds himself out of work and travels to Scotland, where he meets a young woman... And their ensuing adventure changes both their lives forever.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess, I mean, there's probably better ones that we've probably seen that were animated that could have been nominated, but they basically did the two main animated...
I'm kind of surprised they didn't put, like, Tangled or anything like that in there.
I was quite surprised, yeah, quite surprised Tangled wasn't... Yeah. I guess it's because it came a little after... sometimes, depending on the date they come out of, they don't nominate them.
You know, they included original song? Yeah, they had, like, original song and stuff.
So, I don't know, maybe. It's obvious Toy Story 3 is going
to win. Yeah, I don't think we really need to discuss it too much further.
And I hope Jack Black's the one giving out the award and says he betted on Pixar even though he works for DreamWorks. It'd be hilarious again. but Pixar, another big bucket of win. Just another giant bucket of awesome chicken they've eaten and served to us. Eated and served to us. Don't ask. They served us great chicken. It was delicious. I enjoyed every moment of it. I'd love to watch it over and over again. And How to Train Dragon. I know Craig Ferguson is awesome, but far away second. I don't even think it comes close.
Yeah.
To be honest with
Seriously,
you.
Seriously, we don't need to discuss it too much more. Toy Story 3, hands down, is
one of
those.
I wonder how many votes each one gets. Like, I want to see, like, Toy Story 3, 98%.
You know, watch. It's going to be an upset. It's going to be like The Illusionist.
I'll be so pissed.
Yeah, me too.
So, we're going to go to another break. We love music.
we love
this time
music.
I'm going to make some awesome piano music, by the way.
Oh!
And then we'll go to every actor category. Which is what we know a lot more of.
This is the one everybody else cares about.
Yes.
Screw everything else.
So we'll be right back.
What the...
Okay, well, we're back, and I told you it was piano.
Oh,
I didn't lie.
Oh, frick.
Okay, well... Now it's time for the main categories that everybody knows, that everybody loves.
Woo!
So we're going to do supporting actors and actresses first.
All right, let's do these actors.
You know they don't call themselves actresses anymore. They're female actors.
Whatever.
Yes. So let's do supporting actress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll read the names and the movies they're in. So they got Amy Adams in The Fighter.
Yep.
You got Melissa Leo in The Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jackie Weaver in The Animal Kingdom, which is an Australian movie that no one in America has ever seen yet.
Oh.
Yes. Helena Bonham Carter in The King's Speech. And Hailee Steinfeld.
That's a little girl, right?
In True Grit. Yes, she's the 13-year-old.
Oh, God, that young, huh?
Yeah, she is 13 years old, and she's nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
That's not the youngest person who's won.
Good luck getting another one.
Yeah. So... Amy Adams, when she played the girlfriend of Mickey Ward,
she
was
good.
It was pretty good. Helen Bonham Carter was excellent as the queen to Colin Firth.
Other people recognize her from the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, as Bellatrix Lestrange.
Yeah. She did good.
Melissa Leo as the mom in The Fighter. You can't even recognize her if you've seen a picture of her normally. She looks totally different. The attitude, I think, was almost spot on.
God, I hated her character so much that I think she deserves to win it.
Yeah.
Because like, I came away from the movie like, God, that mom was such a bitch.
Yeah, she was
a my God.
Yeah, but she was amazingly good in that movie.
Yeah, I mean,
she
if
played
you can,
it perfectly.
If you can shift people's attitude to hate you, then yeah.
Jackie Weaver in The Animal Kingdom. To be honest with you, I don't really know what The Animal Kingdom is. I assume it deals with animals.
It sounds so unprofessional.
And a kingdom? Well, because, you know, it just randomly all of a sudden came out and this Animal Kingdom movie Which is...
The Oscars can't be biased. We have to throw in everything.
Right? I know, but it... Like, it didn't even come nationally here in America. I don't even think anybody had it until, like, a week and a half
ago. Yeah, it's now on DVD, so now you gotta, like, start watching it to get it.
This is a description of this movie. It says it tells the story of a 17-year-old named Josh, or Jay, yes, as he navigates his survival amongst an explosive criminal family and the detective who thinks he can save him.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds very interesting, but no one's seen it.
Yeah, I know. Just came out on DVD here.
Yeah, so. I guess so. I have no idea. Yeah. So, who are you going with?
Yeah, I'm going with the mom from The Fighter.
Melissa Leo?
Yeah.
Exactly. She's going to win.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, I think Helen Bonham Carter is right behind her.
Yeah.
But my dark horse is someone who I wouldn't mind winning. Little girl, Hailee Steinfeld. She was very good. I'm surprised she wasn't nominated for the Best Actress category. She led that movie by herself. That whole movie was with Jeff Bridges and Matt Damon and Barry Pepper and Josh Brolin was in the movie. A 13-year-old taking control of a movie that was done before and just totally changed it to her own.
Yeah, for sure. It's just, you know, I mean, once you start out that young at your top, like, how do you best yourself, you know?
Like, you just hope you don't win. Like, yeah, exactly. Dustin Hoffman, in his first movie, The Graduate, was nominated for Best Actor. Didn't win, right? And he goes, I'm glad I didn't win because my career would have died.
Exactly, you know? As good as the job she did, I hope she doesn't win just so she can continue getting parts that will allow her to... It's a skyrocket.
Just going with the Golden Globe theory, Melissa Leo did win Best Supporting Actress for Golden Globe. So I hope she wins. She was excellent. If you have not seen The Fighter, go see it. It was an amazing movie because it's going to get a lot of awards in these categories right here. What I mean, a lot, too. So
out of the four, that's a lot. 50%.
Yes. So let's go to Supporting Actor.
Okay, here it is. Here's where we've been hinting at Christian Bale.
Let's
lead off the supporting actors here.
So you got Christian Bale in The Fighter.
Yeah.
John Hawks in Winter's Bone, which he was excellent as well, but it's a movie... He didn't have a lot of screen time. That's why he's a supporting actor. But his role in this movie, if you haven't seen it, it's about this little girl trying to find... This teenage girl who's living at home with her mom and her siblings, and she has to go find her drug dad. And it takes you on this adventure. Yeah. And John Hawks plays like the guy's brother and helps her out, find him and figures out what's going on.
Okay.
Jeremy Renner in The Town.
Yeah.
He was right. Excellent.
I'm actually kind of surprised a little
I'm
bit,
quite
actually.
Shocked that he's nominated as well. Mark Ruffalo and The Kids Are All Right playing the father of the kids,
yeah,
the lesbians. And Jeffrey Rush as the Australian therapist.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the second up.
Yeah,
it's going to be close between him and Christian Bale.
Christian Bale is just...
Christian Bale took that character that he's supposed to play and mirrored him.
It was perfect.
It was excellent. Christian Bale just, like, changed himself entirely and just killed it.
As Dickie Eklund, who was just...
Eklund, yeah.
Why are you making fun of my...
I'm just saying.
It's all right. But he was just perfect. The whole,
nailed it, man.
My dad's friend was a cocaine addict, and he said he acted just like him.
Yeah.
Just perfect cocaine addict.
Perfect cocaine addict.
I don't know
addict.
If he did any Dog cocaine to get ready for this movie, but he was just excellent, excellent. I mean, I'm surprised that he wasn't even up for Best Actor, because I think he was... I mean...
Comparatively to Christian Bale's past films, he really took this character and just amped up his game.
Just nailed it. Perfect 10 from Christian Bale, I say.
Yeah, he may be a dick, but he did a good job.
Yeah, he may be a British douche, but he was awesome in this one movie.
Yeah.
So, he's going to win. And if he doesn't win, it's Jeffrey Rush.
It'll be a shock. But Jeffrey Rush also a great, great job.
Great job, yes.
Still just...
I mean, if it was anybody else but Jeffrey Rush in that role, I don't think that movie's that good.
Jeffrey
and I don't
Rush
even think Colin Firth's that good without Jeffrey Rush. I think... Jeffrey Rush made him.
Yeah, he complimented the characters to really bring out the other characters.
Yes. Now let's go to Best Lead Actress.
Okay.
So we have Annette Bening, who played a lesbian, which I'm getting sick of. Nicole Kidman playing a mom who was sobbing about her death of her
dead
child
son, yeah.
in Rabbit Hole. Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone, which I was just talking about. She was very good in this movie. She's hot too. Natalie Portman, who is sexy, except she has a kid now on the way, so not sexy anymore. Okay. In Black Swan. And Michelle Williams in Blue Valentine.
I have yet to see Blue Valentine.
I want to, yeah. And it looks great
it
with Ryan Gosling.
It does look great, actually.
Now, the front runner is Natalie Portman.
I'm pulling for her as well.
Okay.
I want Natalie Portman.
But I have a bad feeling Annette Bening could win this thing.
Really? You think
yes,
so,
yes, huh? I think... I have not seen the movie. I have told myself, I've banned myself from watching this movie. I'm getting sick of these storylines where everybody who plays a homosexual person gets nominated for an award and wins all the time.
It's true. It's no prejudice or anything. Yeah. It is true. When you look back on all of them, if you play a homosexual character, you generally win.
Yes. Colin Firth last year played a single man. He played a gay guy. That movie that no one remembers, and no one saw either, probably, by the Coen brothers, when he did play gay guy. And Sean Penn is Milk, a true story. He did play it very well, but another gay. I'm getting sick of this
story.
They
do good jobs, but it's like, you know.
Yes. I mean,
I don't know. I
people
really
can do better good acting as well. But
Natalie Portman,
like,
she pulled a little bit.
She pulled a little lesbian. It was a sexy scene. After this show, we'll get into it at the end, but we're going to have many more topics on this on Cinematic Adventures.
Yeah. I haven't seen Blue Valentine, but you know, it might just pull in there.
Michelle
actually.
Williams, it might pull it off. I think Natalie Portman is my front runner. I want her to win, but the rest of them have a chance to upset her.
Four of them really have a huge
chance. Annette Bening more than Michelle Williams, I think.
Nicole Kidman, I think, is a little bit lower there, but she did do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still, I don't think it was Oscar worthy.
Yeah, so we're going Natalie Portman, right?
Yeah.
Natalie Portman. Sexy bitch.
All right.
Lead actor.
Oh, God, yeah.
So here we got Javier Bardem in Beautiful, which he plays a guy who kills a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff Bridges as Rooster Cogburn in True Grit. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And he's got a lot to look forward to because John Wayne did win the best actor spot for this same role.
Yeah.
Years ago. Jesse Eisenberg as in Social Network as the douchebag, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Firth as King George VI in The King's Speech. And James Franco as the idiot who went
and got stuck under a rock.
Yeah. And ripped his arm off. If you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alert. So, Javier Bardem is the underdog. He is the guy you have to watch out for in Beautiful.
Good. I hadn't even heard of it until I saw this list.
It's on my queue on that amazing site for movies that no one knows that ends with the X. I cannot wait to see it, but it just looks brilliantly done.
Really?
Yeah, it looks really good. And we didn't talk about best foreign language film, but that's the front runner besides the... like, I think it's Outside the Laws. I'm not sure if that's a Denmark movie, but that was... It looks really good. Jeff Bridges and Rooster Cogburn. Brilliant. I would love to see him win again, but Colin Firth is just... to get the stammer down exactly...
That's who I'm pulling for.
Yeah,
it's Colin Firth.
He was just brilliant in that movie. If you listen to that speech I told you earlier, he's... word for word, on the dot, almost every single pause time is almost perfect.
Yeah, this really will be an intense year because everybody just brought their A-game.
It's a great, great year of Oscars to think about. A lot of upsets can happen. James Franco, he's hosting, and the last person who hosts kind of did win. I think Whoopi Goldberg, when she won her Academy Award, she hosted that year for Ghost. Robin Williams, when he won his Academy Award, he was hosting as well.
Yeah. He might. It just might.
But he has... I'm surprised that he's not hasn't had won more awards because basically that whole movie is just him on the screen the whole entire time.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so...
I don't know. I don't want to pull... I'm pulling for Colin Firth. I know it probably won't happen because... ever since that Will Smith bit...
He's won every award. And the thing is, so far, Will Smith didn't win any awards.
I know, man. But that year that... freaking
when Forrest Whitaker
he stole it, man. I didn't even hear of the King of Scotland, and then I was like, what?
He ate some people in that movie. That's why he won.
Whatever, man.
Because Anthony Hopkins won for eating people, but he won, and he was only on the screen for 12 minutes.
I know, man. I wanted Will Smith really badly that year, dude.
Javier Bardem is the quiet person to watch out for. Mm. Colin Firth, I think, is going to win. He's won the Golden Globe, the SAG Award, everything for this role. It's brilliant.
He's got a nice trophy case going on right now.
Jeff Bridges, congratulations, we're nominated, but I don't think anybody's going to win it again after John Wayne won it, who was just perfect. Jesse Eisenberg is just randomly sitting there.
I think he's going to be like, his was...
yeah, I got nominated.
Yeah, I didn't think it was... I feel like he plays similar characters. So.
He plays the same guy every time, just gets a little douchier as it goes.
Yeah.
But James Franco, he creeps me out. He's hosting. He's boring at times. I'm surprised he got nominated. I have not seen this movie yet. If you tell me how it is. But he could. But I think he's the one who's in dead last tied with Jesse Eisenberg. And Javier Bardem and Jeff Bridges are right behind. So... we're going to take one last final awesome break of weird music that I'm going to put together right now.
Yeah, and then hit our last category.
And hit the last category, which is the Best Picture Award. Be right back. Oh yeah, we're back. Cinematic Adventurers.
Woo!
Woo! I love that name. Cinematic Adventurers.
Even though it's not really an adventure.
It is an adventure when it's you're listening to us. Because it just more awesome as the adventure goes on. Shut up. It's time for the award that everybody waits at the very end of this long 6-hour show that they do.
Is it really 6 hours?
No, it's actually 3, but if you count the Red Harpin and all this other shit that people watch... It's really long.
Man, red carpet better not be like the freaking Grammys. If I have to watch Lady Gaga hatch out of an egg again, I'm gonna die.
If I have to watch James Franco sing at the beginning with Anne Hathaway, I'm gonna shoot myself. I don't think I'll make it to the end. I'll be from the beginning.
I didn't even find out.
I mean, just the hosts of these Oscars just sound terrible. I mean, they couldn't bring back Eric Baldwin and Steve Martin.
We are so not racist.
but they were awesome.
Alec Baldwin's awesome.
Yes. So
anyway,
I'm going to read off the nominees.
Like the ones we've already been reading?
Yeah. I'm going to start from the bottom here, the list.
Okay.
So, Winter's Bone, True Grit, The King's Speech, The Kids Are Alright, Inception, Toy Story 3, The Fighter, The Social Network, 127 Hours, and Black Swan.
Yeah.
So there are your 10 nominees. I'm surprised they've gone back to this 10 nominee system, but I like it.
Yeah, it really puts out a lot.
But the thing is a lot of people are arguing that if you do 10 picture nominees, shouldn't you do 10 directing nominees?
Well, no, I mean, they're a little bit different. Because, I mean, sometimes it's the actors really carry the movie versus the director.
Okay, well then, could you do 10 of each of the acting sections?
That's true. It's really hard. Yeah,
you get like one from each movie. Yeah.
I don't know. I like the 10. The 10.
I like it this way. I think they should do 10 directors though, one for each movie that got nominated for Best Picture.
I suppose
because they do something at least to make that movie nominated for Best Picture. The problem is with animated films, like directing it, like you're just directing them how they say it in their voice. That's probably it. So. Black Swan, we've talked about so much. We've talked about all these movies a lot.
Yeah, we've talked.
Just that's a great movie. 127 Hours. I don't even think it comes close to winning this at all.
Really, you don't think so? Huh?
No, I think that one's towards the end. It's like Winter's Bone. 127 Hours are tied for the bottom, right?
Oh, okay.
Then it goes, The Fighter, and Black Swan are there. No, The Fighter and The Kid's All Right.
Yeah, I was like, Kid's All Right. I really don't think it's on the top.
Toy Story 3 is above them. I think they're way better than those. Then you got Inception and The King's Speech and Black Swan right there. And Social Network's number one. I think that's going to win.
Really? You think
so? It's won every... Oh, I mean, I'm not saying because it's because it won every award. The British like them. It won Best Picture over there for their Oscars. And every film festival it basically won that it was at... the Golden Globes it won, the director stuff. I think it was a perfect movie. Just the storyline, you get everything you want. You got the drama, you get the love, the hate, the congratulations of getting to where he wanted to go.
Yeah, like I really, really, really enjoyed The Social Network, but God, I just don't think it it should win Best Picture.
It
I feel like there's some of the others here are just a little bit better.
Even though Entertainment Weekly here in this magazine I'm holding says The Frontrunner is The King's Speech, which I think is wrong. I think The Frontrunner is The Social Network. Hmm. And because it wins Best Director and Best Adapted Screenplay, I think it's going to win Best Picture.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I still think I'd like to see either Black Swan or King's Speech, even Inception, to win Best Picture. But
I don't know. The problem with Inception with me is it's too animated. Like you have live. It's like Avatar. I mean,
okay.
That's Avatar. The whole thing was fake. Nothing was real sets except for maybe the inside of the ship thing.
Yeah, but I think it's the story though that really brought Inception out though.
Christopher Nolan. I mean, I give him love for this awesome movie, but I don't think it comes close. I think it's tied for like fourth or third there. Mm-hmm. I love The Social Network. It was a great movie. I watched it many times. The one that's next to it, The King's Speech, is just it's right there with it, and it won the best group of actings at the SAG Awards. So I think that's why they give it a little front run. But I think Social Network's gonna win this, and It's perfect. I think you can't really beat it at this point.
You know, I think at this point I don't really. I liked all these movies as long as the kids are all right and Winter's Bone don't get it. I think I'll be okay.
I'll be all right if the kids are all right. Winter's Bone and 127 Hours don't get it. I can deal with anything else besides those three. Okay.
Yeah.
So we agree with that?
Yeah. I think we're good.
So. I actually lied about the last break. We're going to take one more, and then we're going to explain where this show is going to go in the future.
Oh, okay. Okay. All
right. Be right back.
Surprise.
Okay. Let's end this show. So. This show is what I want to take it as, is we're going to do top five things every week.
Okay.
Like when we do it, like top five best remakes, top five best animated films, family films, best actors in certain movies, like best TV actors, all that stuff. So we'll post it on the website, which I will name. We're going to be on Podomatic, so search for us, Cinematic Adventures. And we also have another podcast that we do called Are You Bleeping Kidding? Mm-hmm. You better check it out. That one is on Podbean.
Or iTunes.
Yes, type it in iTunes, please. And rate us on iTunes. I would like some ratings, okay? Some ratings would be nice. It's Are You Bleeping Kidding? With a question mark and exclamation point at the end. And hope you enjoyed. I know it's our first episode, so we're working on the kinks of the film
Needs work on presentation. And unlike Jay, who wants to take it in that direction, I basically want to just take this show and throw it in your face. Throw it all over your face.
Like a giant pie, or what?
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
Let's do the pie. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys later.
Or will we?